This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Honduras has faded from the headlines since the June 28th military coup there, but it remains front and center in the thoughts of Maria Robinson. The Tiburon woman traveled to the troubled Central American nation earlier this month as part of a global exchange delegation with a threefold agenda.
One was to witness whatever was going on, and secondly, to be able to gather enough information to report back. And to hopefully, by being there, we'd be able to prevent some violence just by being there and being visibly American.
Ever since democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya was deposed, Honduras has been racked by daily demonstrations, protests that Robinson says were not limited to Zelaya's political supporters.
Even people who did not vote for the deposed President Zelaya, who were just so distressed about the return to the militarization that had happened in Honduras in the 80s and before, and they were very distressed that military rule had been imposed again. And we saw a lot of military.
That military repression was responsible for most of the bloodshed that has occurred around those protests, Robinson says, adding that she was strongly impressed by the organizers' determination to avoid violence.
What we saw was people who were determined but very peaceful and very organized and very disciplined. There was one guy who clearly had too much to drink in the group. And these marshals very nicely and civilly strongly encouraged him to leave the march. They didn't want any disturbances. They wanted complete peace and complete orderliness.
The mainstream media here in the United States has paid little attention to these marches and protests, allowing outsiders to falsely think the military rulers are now becoming accepted by the Honduran people, says Robinson, a former Peace Corps volunteer to that country. She also charges that President Zelaya's attempts to organize a national election about possible changes to the Honduran Constitution, which permits a president only a single term, have been widely mischaracterized as a bid to enable his own reelection.
That is not what the vote was about. The vote was going to be asking the populace if they were in favor of a constitutional assembly that would then look at all the rules and the current constitution, a lot of which is quite unwieldy, frankly, to revise it. Now, maybe over the long term, that was his goal, to have a second term, but that was not what the vote was about.
Zelaya was a reformist leader, one who had earned the enmity of powerful interests in his own country. But given the long history of American intervention in the region, Robinson says many Hondurans suspect the U.S. had a hand in the coup. The U.S. ambassador conspicuously remains there under the new government, while all other nations in the hemisphere have withdrawn their representatives. The Global Exchange delegation's week-long visit to Honduras may not precipitate much change there, but Robinson says the experience has deeply affected her in at least one unsettling way.
Every time now I hear a helicopter, I have this feeling of dread in my chest because that was always a sign that something was about to happen. You'd hear the Army helicopter going back and forth. I didn't feel fear when I was there, but every time I hear that helicopter, it's like, oh no, the repression's about to begin again. It was really very visceral.
All the same, Maria is hoping to return to Honduras in November as an observer for the next elections there. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.